This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Tonight, each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. Tonight, what a treat. Ellen Ratner joins us. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I am okay, but I cannot wait till this election is over. We realized the first debate was a year ago, August, and here we are.
I know, hard to believe, isn't it? It's right, that timeline is crazy. I got a bunch of emails today, or texts, I'll say, not too long ago about Pence's plane actually skidding, I guess, a bit off the runway. What can you tell us about that?
Well, yes, nobody was hurt. Plane was his private, plane that was landing in New York, and it did skid off the runway, but everybody is fine, and he's okay.
So he's okay, and he's out there stumping, and we're seeing that people are going out and voting pretty early. With the amount of lines that we're seeing in some places, does that traditionally bode well for the Republicans or the Democrats?
Well, it depends on where, of course. Now, what we do know is that in Florida, the number of ballots early voting, and about 40% of people do early voting. So what we know is that in Florida, the people who have been requesting ballots or voting early have been 2% more Republicans. But it depends on where the district is as to what's going on.
Yeah, and in trying to sort of handicap this, when we think of the independents, where are the independents kind of leaning, or at least what we're seeing and what the buzz is?
Again, it is state by state. Now, what's fascinating is there's a guy named Evan McMullen. He is a Mormon, I believe, and he is from Utah, and he is running for president. He is so far getting 25.2% of the vote in Utah. However, Donald Trump is getting 30.7%. Hillary Clinton is also getting the same as Evan McMullen, but of course it's a red state. And, so unless Donald Trump really pulls it off at that 30.7% through the next 12 days, then Evan McMullen might pull it off as well. Gary Johnson's getting 7.5%, which is consistent with about his 8% nationally, but Jill Stein is only getting 0.8%.
Yeah. You've covered politics for a while. We always talk about that. And you've covered Hillary Clinton. Do you think that she's wanted this presidency ever since and probably before 2008?
Well, there was always this rumor that it would be his turn, that it would be her turn. So I don't know. I mean, she clearly began to think about that when she ran for Senate. She was first lady, and she basically left the White House in her pantsuits. And did every county in New York State in those days, and it was the year 2000, and ran for Senate and won and then ran again.
Yeah, I mean, that shows your determination, pretty dogged for sure. I thought of you immediately when I heard this the other day, but how about the U.S. abstaining from the Cuba vote at the U.N.? That was really surprising, I thought.
Well, it was surprising, and this has to do with lifting the embargo. It doesn't mean that the United States is going to lift the embargo, but this is the first time that they've actually not voted no, and therefore have abstained. And the other country that abstained was Cuba, leaving the votes to 191, I believe, for that. So there's 193 countries, so if two abstain, that takes care of pretty much everybody.
Yeah, and Alan, how about this? There's always conversations about the amount of sentences that presidents commute, and we saw that it was a record-setting amount for President Obama. Are you surprised or no?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, this nonviolent drug stuff has been very much a part of his program and should be part of any president's program. I don't know why we put people in prison for ridiculous, 3 ounces of some substance. That's just insane.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you as well. All right, Ellen, have a great weekend. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
All right, here's it's interesting in talking to Ellen. We look at, you know, starting off talking about Pence's plane skidding and off the runway and then trying to handicap what's happening with Trump versus Hillary Clinton. And this real clear politics survey that was released on Tuesday, so earlier in the week, showed that Republican nominee Trump was favored by 30.7% of the people who responded. Clinton, and as Ellen mentioned, Evan McMullen got 25.2%. So what does that mean? What does that tell us? And I think it tells us that it's not in the bag with something that we talked about in our last show, that it would be a mistake to just assume, I think it would be a mistake anyway, to just assume that Hillary Clinton has it. I mean, in Florida, early voting in Florida, 2% higher rate, Ellen talked about that, of ballots taken by registered Republicans. Hillary Clinton's people had a conference call today with reporters. They said she's going to put $500 million into an anti-bullying campaign. They had a teacher from New Hampshire that said bullying has gone up since Trump made his, you know, remarks. And so going back to the theme of the war of words and using that as, I guess, ammunition, for lack of a better way to say that, ammunition as to one of the many, many targets, I suppose, in a very target-rich environment that the Democrats are able to go and go after when it comes to, I guess, just even Trump himself. And here's a story that we talked about, And I brought it up on the show, and some of you wrote me emails about it and called and whatnot. The wild horses on the federal lands are not going to be killed. Wild horses are not going to be killed, I repeat, because that was what was going to happen. The Tenth Circuit Court overturned a lower court ruling. That's what it was. The case was actually even brought by the American Wild Horse Preservation from Federal Lands. And, you know, we're talking about so many horses. And that was always the comeback, that there was just too many horses, and that's what the land was for, and that's what that was, about. But there was, I think there was just so much reaction that the reaction kind of won out in this case. So you have Clinton, you have Trump out there knowing that time is not on their side, trying to do whatever they have to do to get votes, to sway the people who may be undecided or just in general to end up with enough votes in a sea of certain drama. Because it looks as though this is going to come down to the wire. We've got the IBD poll that has Clinton up just a little bit. You have the Rasmussen poll that shows Clinton is up 3 points. The LA Times, though, says let's call it a tie. Says this is too close to call. So we're not going to call. We're going to tell you that if we take all of the polls, the averages, over last week, and we look at how people have responded, it's a coin flip. What do you think? Does it feel like a coin flip to you? I know many of you have called me to say you think it's going to be an avalanche in favor of Trump. You can throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-2283, 855-266-2283. Meet you in a few.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Honey, what have you done? Oh, it's the sound of my gun. Honey, what have you done? Oh, it's the sound.
Here on ATN, as I mentioned, you can be part of the show. What does it feel like to you, all this conversation we're having with so many people across the country that we invite on to look at what numbers look like and what polls say? Because everybody's trying to prognosticate that I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people are trying to prognosticate, including myself, as to what this outcome is going to be. Is it going to be Trump? Is it going to be Hillary Clinton? And is there going to be some sort of a surprise at the end of this? What awaits us, in other words, on Election Day? And right now, some of the buzz is over the emails that have been released and the conversation over the emails. In fact, the emails show one of the things that came out is that some of Hillary Clinton's top advisors were completely in the dark about the email system when this broke in 2015 in the spring. Even her now campaign manager said he wasn't aware of what was happening. In fact, here's how one of the conversations went. Do we actually know who told Hillary she could use a private email? And has that person been drawn and quartered? That's what Neera Tanden said back in July, saying, like, the whole thing is effing insane, and it was just laced with all these F-bombs, these emails from this one particular person and some others. So the emails show that as this was going, you know, we were starting to find out about it. They downplayed the controversy, if you remember when it first happened, the email showing that Hillary Clinton initially, the reaction to the news, it was just kind of tepid in a way. Oh, well, it's my fault. So some of her closest aides were grilled over this. I mean, even John Podesta wrote to the current campaign manager, Robbie Mook, asking if he had any idea the depth of the story. Podesta also wrote to Tandon, the woman who I already mentioned, his concerns about the private email story. And what he wrote was, he wrote that we brought up the existence of the emails and research this summer, but we were told that everything was taken care of. Well, that's what Mook wrote back to Podesta on, is there, what's the depth of the story? Depth. And Podesta also wrote, speaking of transparency, our friends, attorney David Kendall, Cheryl and Philip Raines, sure aren't forthcoming on the facts here. Because they talked about keeping the email setup a secret. And they said, this is a Cheryl special, meaning Cheryl Mills, one of the closest aides of Hillary Clinton, and saying, you know you love her, but this stuff is like her Achilles heel or kryptonite. She can't just say no to this. Why didn't they get this stuff out like 18 months ago? So crazy. And looking at the emails with these top advisors and friends, I think what it does show is what I thought, one of the things I thought all along, is the ineptitude around her is seismic. Even getting busted for emails, but yet she's responding that, I mean, but yet they're responding that way. Where are the bodies buried? What do we need to do? And it's crazy if you think about it. What they needed to do was not to have any more exposure. How about we're just going to have to talk by phone because we cannot seem to keep ourselves out of trouble no matter what we do. In some way, we're dragging this out worse. And the whole idea is, and we knew it, that it was going to be slow leaked by WikiLeaks. It was going to come out slowly. It was never going to be just an avalanche of emails. No way. But the interactivity between some of these people and what they say, I wonder if there were thoughts running through their heads that, ooh, if they uncover this email, because mine's one of the 30,000 plus, what is it going to reveal? And I think some of it's really, really revealing. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hello. We got you.
You got to have your screener talk up louder when he calls me because this phone has been dropped so many times on the floor that the voice factor on it is nil and almost non-existent.
All right, so we got a shout-out. I got you.
Yeah, and I got my Cricket phone, but I keep that a secret on the number and everything because only certain people get to call me on my Cricket.
I got you, my Cricket phone.
Yes. Okay, now, I'm one of those people, as you know, that think this is going to be a landslide, and also something else is going on. If you will have noticed today, they've quit doing the super Trump, you'll fight against Trump, and the news media has actually been doing stories about the Clinton involvement and the commingling of cash and all the little scenarios that WikiLeaks has leaked on them. And you know I'm telling the truth on this.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
So the reason for this is these guys realize that there's about a 90% chance that Trump can win this all the way. And I mean, not just just take it, but I mean an absolute knockdown, drag out landslide. And they're going to have to be in a situation where they say, well, we were really partisan. We did this, we did that. We made these reports like we talked about Hillary on blah, 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 blah. And the reason they're doing that is because they realize they could be completely shut out of the news media cycle in the White House altogether. World events, they wouldn't be invited along the whole nine yards because they have destroyed their credibility. They have destroyed their credibility. And now, Hillary, like I said last night, you better find a country where there is no extradition treaty with the United States of America and run there, babe. You and your old man, because all hell's going to break loose when Donald gets in there. And I think somebody by the name of Christie will wind up in the same position as the lady known as Lynch right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think he's been pretty faithful to Donald Trump, and that's been part of the discussion, is that
he's going to wind up as the head of that, and he has got some... He has got some revenge in mind for some of the things that they did to him on that blocking
the bridge.
Bridge. You know what I'm talking about. You don't mess with a New Jerseyan.
You know that. That's right. You don't. You don't. And we call it, they give him the Heisman. And he would like to give a few people the Heisman. You know that he was furious about what happened and how he came out
very smart
looking.
Woman. You're
Woman. Not good. He didn't come out looking good in that, and you're right. This would be the ultimate revenge. And he knows Trump. They've known each other for a while, so this is just kind of a continuation of that.
So what do you think about what I just said?
No, I agree. I think that all of a sudden we're starting to see more of a turning of the corner of revealing some of the, you know, some of the details where before we wouldn't see that from, I don't know, mainstream media.
Right.
It wasn't covered as much.
One more thing. Tell the goat lady to get real. It ain't going to happen. Hillary ain't going to make it in any way, shape, or form. I mean, I love her, but she is wrong.
Yeah, you think it's Trump all the way, not even close.
I do. Have you seen the rallies of Trump? What's her vice president's name? Kane? He got 30 people at a rally. 30 people.
Yeah, that's
so
bad.
Unless they're absolutely stuffed in boxes with Mexicans and illegal aliens and stuff to the absolute 10th degree, they don't stand a chance. And that's going to be it. And irony of irony, the government says they're going to send poll watchers to make sure it's a safe and fair election. That's like letting the fox watch the chickens, man.
Perfect place to end this on a laugh. Thanks, Dan. The fox watching the chickens. What do you say? 855-266-5283. Don't be afraid to chime in. Headlines coming up around the bend.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Repealing Obamacare is one of the single most important reasons we must win on November 8th.
Yeah, Obamacare, a lot of people complaining buying insurance outside exchanges because of all the problems, saying that some of the doctors certainly were aware of this and are not thrilled. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Where do you stand with insurance? I've mentioned this, of course, since it came about, and we've always talked about health care on this show, and we've gone to Washington many, many times. And we heard over and over again, listen, we know it's not perfect, but we had to get something on the books, meaning we got to get something through because it'll never get through. We ramrod it through and then we can pick it apart. Well, pick it apart has not happened. So premiums, I'm hearing from people, have doubled, tripled in some cases on the Obamacare exchanges. So a lot of people are just abandoning the markets altogether to shop for health care on their own. And there's a big push to reverse it. So is it bad headlines? What's being pumped out of Washington, is it just the bad headlines? Is it negativity? What is going on that people are not going to the exchanges? The answer is it's terrible coverage. If premiums are going to rise an average of 25%, are you kidding me? So rising premiums, not being able to afford that, it's one thing to see a little bit of an increase. According to something that was just released by the Department of Health and Human Services, 6.9 million people are getting insurance in the individual markets outside the exchanges. Compare that to the 11.1 million enrolled in Obamacare exchange plans. 9 million plus, just a little bit over 9 million of them plus, getting benefits, but depending on where you live, because some of these were also shut down, so some of them are getting premium subsidies. It just depends on this, where we're talking about and the circumstances and all of that combined. They don't have great data on this, so it makes it a little difficult to determine who's on the market shopping and off the market and what do they choose to do. There's just a lot of speculation, knowing that the rates are going to go up, but not having the exact data. I mean, people can't afford that. I mean, it's, you know, and then it's sad. Here's what's sad about our healthcare situation. Forcing so many people to make a decision. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Wow, what do I do? I've always had insurance. Now this is a risk. And then they talk about fines. And then the coverage isn't great. And if you're waiting for a savior, you can't wait for a savior. You have to grab a rope and go in a different direction so that you can be saved. As saved as possible. And, I mean, honestly, nothing is more, I think, nothing is more vital and nothing is more infuriating than what has happened to our healthcare system. I mean, it was destroyed decades ago, but in an effort to play catch-up, this has really been horrific for so many families. You know, it's odd, but the one bright spot is the pre-existing conditions, especially for children or people who have had other diseases. They can't get denied. They can't be denied. But just because you're not denied, what is the actual coverage? And I think a lot of people were confused by that. Okay, so I can't be denied, but what does that mean the coverage is going to look like? What does that mean? And this is what we find out. Do we even know? I mean, how many of us even really know what our coverage consists of? I said this before. It's a sign of the times that before, where healthcare was just taken for granted, like, okay, well, I have this card in my wallet, I'm so healthy, whatever. Now it's, what doctor can I go to that will just take straight cash? And I know this is the conversation that a lot of people are having. I even know some people, honestly, which of course, not good news for the veterinarian, but people in small places where they know the veterinarian well, who knows what to prescribe for little ailments here and there, that's what they're doing. I mean, who wants to go to a regular doctor because I can't afford it and I don't know that I trust the doctor that they're assigning me, so I can't go to my family doctor. So I'll go get tranquilizers from the horse doctor instead. And yet this is constantly buried. That's, to me, of all the rubbernecking issues that have come up, we have just a drive-by when we start to talk about healthcare. And it's incredibly vital in all of our lives. It's vital when you need it. When you think everything's okay, and then suddenly something terrible happens. And you have to play that game of, what do I do? Who am I going to? How am I treating this? Because I can't afford to. Right? And so many of you have given me an avalanche of mail. In fact, we're going to check the mailbag coming up. An avalanche of mail, and so much of it focuses on healthcare. Because you're confused, you don't know what's going to happen to your premiums. And I think the premium is the main thing. Because, yes, you want the coverage, you want to have coverage, but then you find out what the premium is, and the sticker shock is over the top for most people. I mean, just over the top. By the way, and so we'll hit some of those up in our next mailbag, which is coming up. By the way, I talked about Justin Timberlake, who I think is incredibly interesting, but has such a good voice. You know, so he's a modern day crooner, I'll call him, an actor. He took a selfie when he was voting, and now he's asked about it afterwards. There was some controversy because he was voting in Tennessee, and he's taken some heat for it, but this ballot box selfie, he said he had no idea that state law doesn't allow voters to take photographs or video while they're inside a polling place. It's like a casino. What does that tell you? In the casino, don't take pictures. Don't take the wrong ones. And definitely don't take video. And you can't do the same thing in the when you're in the ballot box. He was on The Tonight Show, and he said he thought he was inspiring people with a picture. He had no idea, none, that it was illegal. Or he says he wouldn't have done it. He didn't know that that was the case. He thought instead, well, this will be clever. I'll push it out there, and people will get the idea that, yeah, it would be cool to vote. He was doing his own little Timberlake rock the vote, but it really, really blew up on him. Speaking of having something much more horrific blow up on him, Mel Gibson has been paying a big price for a long time. He says, recently sort of emerged again, he says, I've never discriminated against anything. He's had a few things to say about his 2006 DUI arrest. I can remember talking to my grandfather about this. My grandfather said it to me, in fact, when I was in Florida, and that happened. It was in July. I remember it. So what he said was, at the time of the DUI, he said that Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world when he was arrested. And now it's been so much longer. He said it was an unfortunate incident. I was loaded and angry and arrested. I was recorded illegally by an unscrupulous cop who was never prosecuted from the crime. And then it was made public by him for profit and by members of the press. So definitely not fair. And Gibson said, I am who I am. I'm not allowed to have a nervous breakdown ever. So, I mean, he did go through a terrible dark tunnel period when all of that broke. And by the way, the information from Gibson, Mel Gibson, who's just popped up, like I said, he was on Variety's Playback podcast, and he talked openly about what happened to him. The comments, how they got the comments, and what it did to him, the avalanche of conversation. And Gibson basically being told to pound sand. There was no room for him because of the remarks. And he said, I've never discriminated against anyone. Never done it. Never done anything that sort of supports that reputation. And for one episode in the back of a police car, and this is what he said. He said he had 8 double tequilas. Wow. 8 double tequilas. I would have been face planted probably five less than that. And he said, this is what happened. And that it wouldn't be fair to minimize what he's done. But this is what's happened, frankly, in the eyes of so many. Because of those comments, it's just the comments that will just keep chasing him around and around and around and around. And it doesn't seem to be, there's no grace period. He's getting no break on that. And I think that's what he's talking about. By the way, John Zogby says Trump has to get out his vote. Hillary Clinton, he says, is leading Donald Trump, in part because the national polls. So he's got to get his vote out and depress the turnout for Hillary. Mailbag coming up.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Walk slowly down the street, you can pull way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail's here.
All right, we're going to hit the mailbag, but I'm going to slip this in because some of you asked about the Nail the Score game. The Nail the Score game is, in fact, the Sunday night game, Cowboys hosting the Philadelphia Eagles, but there was a Thursday night game. The Titans rolled in a very big way as they thrashed the Jags 36-22. That was an attaboy win for them, that's for sure. At home, needed to have a big pickup, and they definitely did that. All right, so turning to the mailbag, this first one is from Jan, who says, hello, Kate. I know that obviously we're talking a lot and a lot and a lot about the election, and I just want to say when it comes to the ridiculousness of what's going on with healthcare, it just saddens me to think it is the one area in our life where you could be, like any mere mortal, close to losing the most precious thing you could have, and that's breathing, living the life, but having it snapped away because of some incident and not having great health care coverage. I mean, how many people are in that situation in the country? Whatever the numbers are that are out there, I think they're even higher. And it's hard to believe that we live in the United States and yet we have third world coverage. Why? Something has to be done about this. I don't care about the labels. I want the candidate who can fix the problem. Yeah, that genie was let out of the lantern years and years ago. And then when it became a reality, there were some good elements to it. But when I say there were some good elements to it, I'm saying like a handful. And the rest were terrible. I've told my stories. I've told stories about going to the doctor, the confusion over what is your health care? What does it cover? What does it not cover? People not even knowing. And I know that among my own friends and polling them, depending on what they have, if somebody's working for a great company, and then they just ride that insurance no matter what. But others have had to shop around and get additional coverage, and mostly have seen their premiums go so high that how can they possibly afford it? Jake in Austin. Kate, I would love to go to the Cubs games, any game, anyone in the series, but who can afford to pay the kind of prices that we're talking about in a very small, small venue? I think the Cubs win the series. I agree with you. I think I heard you say that on a previous show, and I think that's exactly what happens. Well, you know, here's what's interesting. Hundreds of fans, I mean, really hundreds of thousands of fans, are going to be at Wrigleyville. We already know that over the weekend. The first game is on Friday. But these bars that are close by, some of them are charging $100 just to watch the game on their big screens and buy a beer. So hey, we're not in the stadium, but how exciting is it if you want to be here? So let me give you an example. There's a huge story done on it. It's called the Old Crow Smokehouse. So I've actually been there. It's about a block or so south of Wrigley Field. So they're offering a get admission to their bar for $2.25 a person. It does include an entree, an appetizer, and drinks from the start of the game until the ninth inning. But it doesn't guarantee seating. If you want to guarantee seating, this is just one place. You have to pony up an additional $500. Wow. $500 to go to a bar. Granted, especially if you've been a longtime Cubs fan, it could be really super cool, but it's one thing to say, oh, I had to pay $50 to get in versus $500. Wow, eye-popping. Somebody asked me this today. It was Rusty Humphreys had me on his show just as a guest for a few minutes, and he asked me about the tickets. Some of the tickets, $13,000 for a pair, which is actually a bargain compared to the eye-popping numbers that I saw. All right, let's move on to Chuck. And Chuck says, Kate, I have been waiting to go and catch this movie, Inferno. I heard you mention it. You gave us a few details, and I'm sure you're going to feature that as one of the movies. But you are right. I heard you say about Dan Brown's book. And if you were interested in the first two, you might as well follow through with a movie. I'm not pushing Tom Hanks or anybody else. I'm just saying that. Then you have people around you like parrots who want to tell you every frame by frame of the movie as to what happened. Yeah, that's optimistic. How about every second? Yeah, don't tell me the ending, the middle, or anything in between. I just want to watch. Let's do that. Let's start there. How about that? And then we can talk about something else. But otherwise, forget it. All right, here's one from Dan, not our Dan in Texas, this is another Dan. Dan says, Kate, that Dakota Pipeline is terrible. Smoke is billowing out all over the place. I know because I've been by there. So I'm trying to get this to you as soon as I can. It's a quick turnaround. And it's Sioux City, Iowa, or Sioux Falls, South Dakota, not Iowa, South Dakota, rather, that we're mostly talking about. Yeah, what did I find out about it? Not a lot. They're not releasing a lot of information. They're trying to stop construction on the pipeline. But they're struggling a little bit. Dozens, maybe 100 protesters have been arrested. And of the people arrested, one was a woman who pulled out a .38 caliber gun and fired three times at the cops, narrowly missing a sheriff's deputy. You know, there used to be a time where you could complain, you could throw your gun, you could do whatever, but you would just never, ever risk it beyond that. So apparently not a good situation. And it seems to be this ball of fire hasn't let up. It's just gathering more steam, sadly. All right, here's a couple more. I'm going to rifle in. Here's this from Joe, who's listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, I don't understand the markets. I've heard you talk about it being like, oh, at the craps table. So are we really just throwing the dice and hoping it comes our way? Isn't there something scientific? Can't you look at trends? What can we do to get better at this? Well, you answered your own question. Read the trends, keep up on everything, but there's no guarantee. So you get excited or think you have some what I call inside baseball knowledge, and then you don't. And that's no good either. This one is from Bernie. Bernie says, Kate, love the show. Love the fact that you mix in a whole bunch of lowlights or highlights or however it is that you want to look at it. But in trying to pull both sides together, you are, bar none, the best at it. The best that I have seen anyway. Well, thank you for that. I think we're going to have some interesting themes that will run outside of the White House based on what we went through during the Obama years. And it definitely seemed like the Obama years were anything but transparent. Think about that. While you think about that, the music means I have to step aside. Any thoughts, let them flow at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.